You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Second Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash, literally the Holy House, refers to the Holy Temples built in Jerusalem on the Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount. The Second Beit HaMikdash was a reconstruction of Solomon's Temple in Jerusalem, which stood from 516 BCE through 70 CE. As described in the Book of Ezra, the rebuilding of Solomon's Temple was authorized by Cyrus the Great of Persia. Construction of the Second Beit HaMikdash began in 535 BCE, when the exiled Jews returned from Babylonia. The Second Beit HaMikdash was completed and dedicated in 515 BCE. After the return from the exile in Babylonia, under the leadership of Zerubbabel, arrangements were made to reorganize the Kingdom of Judah. The primary impulse of the returnees was to restore Solomon's Temple and reinstitute the sacrificial rituals. Zerubbabel and the others proceeded to offer gifts to the treasury in order to reestablish the Beit HaMikdash. The first part of the restoration was the erection and dedication of the altar of Hashem on the exact spot where it had formerly stood. The people then cleared the debris that occupied the site of the first Beit HaMikdash. In 535 BCE, amid great excitement, the foundations of the second Beit HaMikdash were laid. During the process of rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash, the Samaritans made proposals for cooperation in the work. Zerubbabel and the elders declined this offer. Ezra 4, verse 3, "It is not for you and for us to build a house for our God, but we ourselves shall build for the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us." As a result, evil reports were spread about the Jews. According to Ezra chapter 4, the Samaritans sought to frustrate the purpose of the returnees and sent messengers to King Artaxerxes, stating that if the city and temple were permitted to be completed, the king would not receive his taxes. These rumors resulted in the king suspending the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. 7 years after Cyrus the Great ordered the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, he died and was succeeded by his son Cambyses. Upon the death of Cambyses, the false Samaritans occupied the throne for less than a year. Then Darius I of Persia took the throne in 522 BCE. In the second year of Darius I's monarchy, the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash was resumed and eventually completed and dedicated in the sixth year of his reign, under the counsel and admonitions of Haggai and Zechariah. The second Beit HaMikdash became the center of Jewish worship, focusing on sacrifices. The second Beit HaMikdash did not contain the Ark of the Covenant, the Urim and Thummim, the holy oil, or the sacred fire. The Holy of Holies was separated by a curtain rather than a wall as in the first Beit HaMikdash. There is only one menorah, the table of showbread, the incense altar, and the vessels used during the service, many of which were from the first Beit HaMikdash and were returned by Cyrus the Great. In 63 BCE, Pompey desecrated the second Beit HaMikdash when he entered Jerusalem after its defeat. However, Pompey is reported to have permitted the cleansing of the second Beit HaMikdash and permitted the continuation of the services. "For Pompey went into the temple, and not a few of those that were with him also, and saw all that which it was unlawful for any other men to see, but only for the high priests. There were in that temple the golden table, the holy candlestick, and the pouring vessels, and a great quantity of spices. And besides these, there were among the treasures 2,000 talents of sacred money. Yet Pompey touched nothing of all this, on account of his regard to religion. And in this point also he acted in a manner that was worthy of his virtue. The next day he gave order to those that had the charge of the temple to cleanse it, and to bring what offerings the law required to God, and restored the high priesthood to Hyrcanus, both because he had been useful to him in other respects, and because he hindered the Jews in the country from giving Aristobulus any assistance in his war against him." Flavius Josephus, Antiquities of the Jews, Book 14, Chapter 4. In approximately 19 BCE, Herod the Great began a massive expansion and renovation on the Temple Mount and the second Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash that was built by the returnees from Babylonia was torn down and rebuilt by Herod. This structure is the third Beit HaMikdash to be built on Har HaBayit, but it is also referred to as the second Beit HaMikdash because the sacrifice rituals continued unabated through the construction project. The outer walls of the Temple Mount from this period still stand, and the western wall is a retaining wall from the second Beit HaMikdash period. In 66 CE, the Jewish population of Judea rebelled against the Roman Empire. 4 years later, in 70 CE, the Roman legions, under the command of Titus, conquered and destroyed much of Jerusalem and the second Beit HaMikdash, ending the Great Jewish Revolt. The Arch of Titus, located in Rome, was built to commemorate Titus's victory in Judea and depicts the Roman soldiers carrying off the menorah from the second Beit HaMikdash. During the Bar Kokhba revolt in 132 to 135 CE, Rabbi Akiva wanted to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, but the revolt failed and the Jews were banned from Jerusalem by the Roman Empire. Jerusalem itself was razed by Emperor Hadrian at the end of the Bar Kokhba revolt in 135 CE. In 363 CE, Julian the Apostate ordered the restoration of the second Beit HaMikdash as a protest against Christianity, but the project failed. To pass over minute details, these were the principal events of the year, but Julian, who was in his third consulship, had taken as his colleague Seleucus, the prefect of Gaul, now entered on his fourth year, and by a novel arrangement, took as his colleague a private individual, an act of which no one recollected an instance since that of Diocletian and Aristobulus. And although foreseeing in his anxious mind the various accidents that might happen, he urged on with great diligence at all the endless preparations necessary for the expedition, yet distributing his diligence everywhere, being eager to extend the recollection of his reign by the greatness of his exploits. He proposed to rebuild at a vast expense the most once magnificent temple of Jerusalem, which after many deadly contests was with difficulty taken by Vespasian and Titus, who succeeded his father in the conduct of the siege, and he assigned the task to Alypius of Antioch, who had formerly been pro-prefect of Britain. Ammianus Marcellinus, The Roman History of Ammianus Marcellinus, Book 23, Chapter 1. The Talmud, in Yoma 9b, provides theological reasons for the destruction. As the Gemara here states, for what was the first Beit HaMikdash destroyed? For the three cardinal sins that were rampant then, idolatry, immorality, and murder. But in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, the Jews busily studied Torah and performed mitzvot and acts of kindness. For what then was it destroyed? Because they hated each other without cause. From this one may learn that baseless hatred is as great a sin as idolatry, immorality, and murder altogether. On September 25, 2007, Yuval Baruch, an archaeologist with the Israeli Antiquity Authority, announced their discovery of a quarry compound which may have provided King Herod with the stones to construct Herod's temple. Coins, pottery, and an iron stake found indicated the date of the quarrying to be about 19 BCE. Excavation director Ofer Sion described the findings as including cut stone blocks that match the size of the ones used in the construction of the temple walls. He proposes that Herod must have trained 10,000 workers in order to complete the work. Thank you for listening to Second Beit HaMikdash. Shalom.